website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen online at ILoveTheTruth.com. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board with us, face the issues jointly as we face the issues, discussing the issues that are before us today. I believe some of the most prevailing, important issues as we cover them day by day. I believe that it's fitting for you to jump in the dialogue and discussion. We've had some down through the years say they'd like to have their 2 cents worth. We'd love to hear your 5 cents worth, if you will. Nickel's worth, as it used to, a nickel. You don't hear that term anymore. Nickel's worth or 5 cents worth of input. This program is designed around you, our listener. It's a Q&A format. We set the stage, ask the questions, invite you to join in the dialogue and discussion with your answers. And many times I forget to do so, so let me remind you, today, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. If you're tuned in by way of online internet, you dial the 904 area code 831-0917. We have folks listening across the nation tuning in. Some friends out in Oregon tuned in each and every day. So we're thankful that you do so. We invite you to invite others to join in the dialogue and the discussion each day as we face the issues we're talking about today. What you could call part two of yesterday, or another segment of it. I believe it was worthwhile. Hope is on the horizon. Truth will prevail. Hope is on the horizon. Truth will prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Ron DeSantis vows to reinstate all military servicemen who refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine and provide all back pay for them. I'm looking at a headline. DeSantis vows to welcome back service members who refused COVID-19 vaccine with all back pay. Dateline July the 18th, Governor Ron DeSantis vowed that if elected president, he would welcome back all service members who were kicked out of the military under President Joe Biden for refusing to receive the mRNA vaccine for COVID-19. One of the biggest mistakes they made was driving out perfectly capable service members due to the COVID-19 vax mandate. Quote, the mandate was a mistake. It was not based on any scientific data. End quote. For the states, the mRNA vaccine could not prevent infection or transmission, DeSantis said. It was an example of civilian and political people bowing to the hysteria in society at the time and trying to jam that down the throats of our military servicemen, end quote. May I just do a little parenthetical footnote? It was an attempt to jam it down the throats of every individual, every corporate entity, every business, every segment of society for 3 years by the dictatorial rule of Joe Biden. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there's some things breaking each and every day, new events taking place every day. The onion, as I call it, of COVID-19 is being unpeeled. And as it is unpeeled, we're finding more and more truth of what took place. And it's vital for us to understand that because, as we'll discuss in this broadcast today, even Dr. Tedros, which is not a medical doctor, by the way, Dr. Tedros, the head of World Health Organization, just got through with a global warning that in the fall, we would have another pandemic, far more deadly and far worse than COVID-19. Now, how do they know that? What do they have planned? Why should we be aware of it? What should we do? Should we simply look forward to it and bow and submit? The federal government, ladies and gentlemen, and the governments around the world have already tested, tried, and have proven that they can frighten people enough that we as a nation, as a people, individually and collectively, will bow and submit to governmental orders. That's already been tested, tried, and proven. So they already know what we will do and how we will respond. And they're setting the stage for a coming pandemic. You can't call it anything other than a plandemic. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be discussing that and all of the intricate details of what has happened and what we need to do in the preparation for the future and the realization and the recognition that it's not over. It is not over. But we are looking at it and understanding there is hope because truth will prevail. We need to realize that we need to place our trust, faith, hope, and confidence in God and not government. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. As we look at the Scripture, John 8:31-32, the Scripture says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made that says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that according to Psalms 117:2, shall prevail forever. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to place our faith and trust and confidence in the truth of the word of God and not some biblical mythologies that some are painting the pictures of out there today. We need to place our faith and trust in God and God's word only, not some philosophical rhetoric, not a denominational dogma, not in some political jargon, but in what the word of God says. It was the secularist George Orwell in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell made a profound statement. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that is true today, if I can use that spin on the term. It is true. We're finding today truth is being demeaned. Truth is being morphed into that which a person wants to present it. May I say to you, it goes back to the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Jim DeMint made this statement: "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume that whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in some of our Christian churches," end quote. We find today about 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. That's an impossibility, ladies and gentlemen. It's not truth if it can be changed and morphed based on the crowd, based on the circumstances, based on the situation. I go back to the 15th century theologian, church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, the only way we know how to defend the truth is to know the truth and to embrace the truth. And it's the truth of the Word of God. You see, let me explain this if you've not heard me explain it before. God created the home, God created the government, God created the church, and in that order. From Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, if you find the scripture talking about civil government, what took place in relationship to the kings and the kingdoms of the Old Testament era, down through the progression of God's revelation of himself to man, and then throughout the New Testament to the book of the Revelation, you find, ladies and gentlemen, that anything we discuss, whether it's theological, biblical, doctrinal, or we talk about something based on government, it's not really government. It is God's word. There are a lot of people today that get uptight and think that somehow, some way, we need to segment our lives into the spiritual life our religious life, our work life, our political life, and the three can't meet, or the three or four thoughts cannot merge. Ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not the case as we look at the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your question about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road, is a gigantic benchmark. It's a 165-foot flagpole, U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our lines open. Telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. We're talking about hope is on the horizon. Truth shall prevail. Now, many times we look at it, and I'm prone to do the same in my life on occasion, is to look at it on the basis that there's no way truth can ever come out of this. No way reality can ever be revealed. No way the facts can ever be discerned. But ladies and gentlemen, as dark as it's been for 3 years, as devastating as it's been for our economy and for our nation and for our churches, with the churches being forced to close, et cetera, because of the pandemic called COVID-19 and being carried out with the iron fist of the dictatorial wannabe dictator, Joe Biden, we still have hope. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, that our hope is built on, as the scripture says, nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. But when I talk about hope in this sense, I'm talking about we do have the glimmer of hope with the sunshine possibly coming through the clouds with what we're finding out recently. In fact, talking about Ron DeSantis, our governor, just said in relationship to our servicemen, and restoring them and giving them all back pay because they refused to take the vaccination. I believe that should be blanket. I believe it should be the platform of every one of the conservative candidates for president. I'd love to see President Trump come out and state that everybody was fired from their job, every hospital that fired their nurses, every hospital that fired their doctors, every doctor that's been demeaned and his license suspended or canceled. Needs to be restored and replaced. Every cost, everything that was cost them in relationship to that, because what was done by the government needs to be made right. And so I pray that some modicum of hope can be gathered from what we see taking place. Now, when it comes to what DeSantis is doing and some of the things that he's saying about vaccines, Rolling Stone just published an article, very brief, about two sentences. No one believes DeSantis actually believes any of that stuff about vaccines, says one GOP mega donor. If you talk to the non-crazy people he's got working for him, they don't believe it either. It's all politics. So there's some, ladies and gentlemen, that's denying the reality of what they see taking place with what Governor DeSantis is doing. But I don't know about you, but I am thankful that he's our governor. Don't know about you, but I do not want to see him be the candidate for president. I don't believe it'll do anything other than put the state of Florida in a position that will open the door for a liberal Democrat to take the 2028 governorship for the state of Florida. We do not need that. I'd rather see DeSantis stay where he is through the balance of his governorship and do an honorable job for the state of Florida. But some of the things he's saying and doing, we must admit, is wonderful, even though it is breaking new ground based on the political agenda that we've seen in the past. But ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to see what he's doing. I just think that it's a noble position. All of America is now awakening, ladies and gentlemen, to the truth of how we have been lied to, how we've been deceived, how the truth has been suppressed, and how we have been maltreated by our government. I don't know if you've paid much attention to it. I have. I don't say this for my benefit. I've had the privilege of doing research on probably 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 articles in the past 3 years on this subject. And I believe that I have a pretty good handle on what's taking place, why it's taking place, and who's the movers and shakers, and who's behind the scenes making these things take place. But I'm thankful to see what Governor DeSantis is doing. And we'll talk about that during the course of this broadcast. We've got several states that's making decisions that will be far-reaching in the future in relationship to protecting citizens from coming pandemics, forced lockdowns, forced mask mandates, forced vaccination mandates. And I am delighted to see some of these things coming about. I'm looking at a headline. Governor DeSantis makes COVID-19 policies permanent. This article says what you need to know. Governor Ron DeSantis signed 4 bills into law. The laws provide permanent medical protection for all Floridians. Vaccine and mask mandates are permanently banned. Now, many years into the future, DeSantis said, we can definitely define Florida and make the determination that Florida did the right thing. DeSantis said his new laws protect Floridians from medical mandates. Schools can't be mandated to take COVID jabs. Workplaces cannot be mandated for the COVID vax passports. None of that stuff, he said. It also expands protection, not just for COVID shots, but any shot under emergency use authorization. One of the bills prevent the Department of Health from taking any disciplinary action against any doctor for conscience-related objections. DeSantis said it empowers all doctors. Further states, I think it's really important for health of our people, and physicians are able to speak the truth, he said. It also protects patients with the rights to choose COVID-19 treatment alternatives rather than taking what the hospital has been doing and interfering. The new laws also ban gain-of-function research, also known as enhanced potential pandemic pathogen research, and makes clear any World Health Organization policy must be approved by the state of Florida before going into effect in the state. DeSantis said the World Health Organization wants to institutionalize lockdown policies for future pandemics. We also, in this bill, formally reject the World Health Organization and any of these institutional organizations and international organizations. If they want to adopt something, if a country or someone is in Florida wants to adopt, they've got to get it approved by the state of Florida, end quote. And it goes on to talk about the 3 or 4 different bills that were signed, the physician's freedom of speech, the bill banning the gain-of-function research, the bill more, it's titled the Most Comprehensive Medical Freedom Bill in the Nation. That was Senate Bill 252. We'll go into further details later in the broadcast on those bills and what it does and the efficacy of it. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, brother. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Our great governor, he needs to stay here in Florida. We need him. You know, we don't want any liberals being in charge of the state. And I think he better wait, you know what I mean? But that's me just thinking out loud. He's a great governor. And the national, you know, election, I don't know how he's going to do. I don't follow any polls or anything, but I think he out of the way. The other point that I want to make is, you know, the devil knows the Bible more than anybody else, you know, many Christians nowadays. And the devil knows that once people start speaking truth, common sense, and reason, people is going to start questioning, they're going to wake up. Well, he came out with a clever idea, let's cancel this person, let's silence that person. And that's what it is. That's why you see the liberal media are following the devil orders, and everything that is truthful, everything that is valid, they silence it. The media doesn't talk about Hunter Biden. It's in complete silence. They don't talk about the cocaine found at the White House. Now they don't know who brought it in. Now they got cameras everywhere, and all of a sudden, they don't know who did it. That's the manipulation of the media. And that's why there's so many people that they have no clue as to what's going on, because when you start telling them common sense and reason, they can be that closed-minded. But they're going to say, you know what? If they are really open-minded a little bit, they're going to say, you know what? You maybe got a point, but the media is not giving it that choice. The media just hide it. The media cancel the truth. They don't want to report it. They want to talk about anything else but those actual facts. The same thing with the FBI and the CIA. They were tapping on President Trump. The FBI has been cut doing and hiding information to protect the president. They need to defund this, the FBI, brother. I'm sorry. They need to defund it because they are becoming liberals. And they're not looking out for the American people. But it's the same thing. The government is using in silence many institutions because they don't want the truth to go out to the public. Because once the truth goes out, they're going to open their eyes. And they're going to say, wait a minute. So it's sad to say, but it's crazy to see how the media manipulates the masses. You got Facebook. You got YouTube. They're going to be banned on YouTube because I speak only married to men and a woman, nothing else. So I got banned for that, which I don't care. But that's how they manipulate the masses. So they want to control the way you speak. They want to control the language. And they want to have the so-called pronouns and the stupidity that they're trying to push. But when you're trying to speak truth, it's not silent. It's being silent by the liberals, which is very unfortunate. And my point is, that's what the dictators do. When they don't want any kind of opposition, they silence it. And they are acting just like the person that they would like to be in a different country. They got that dictatorship mentality that if I don't agree with you, Brother John, I'm going to silence you any way or means. And they're going to put pressure, and they're going to make phone calls, and they're going to attack you because that's what the devil wants. He wants to keep the people in the dark. But it's great to have a program like yours opening people's eyes and making it reason. They don't want to do that. They just want you to bow down to their agenda and don't say anything. Well, we as Christians, we were never called to do that. God bless you, brother. Amen. That's my comment. I don't know what you take on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose, for your comment. You're exactly right. And by the way, Jose, and for our listening audience in general, we talk about the media, and the media is a Marxist media, socialist Marxist media. The Communist Network News, as CNN is known for, many do not realize that Hitler, Adolf Hitler, could not have accomplished what he did in Germany, in his dominating control of Germany, without the benefit and the assistance of the media. In fact, it was through the media that Adolf Hitler developed what we call today the polls. Every day in the newspaper, the headline would be what percentage of people were standing with Adolf Hitler, and it was all a fabricated lie. And that just shows how moldable and malleable the hearts and the minds of people can be if they do not do the research themselves, if they're not searching for truth and trying to find truth themselves. It is a matter of listening to and following what the media says. And we are in a woke culture today. And that woke culture is controlling the minds and the hearts of humanity. And it's through the big tech, big media, social media, that's been under the control. I'm praying, Jose and others, I'm praying that the censorship with some of the court rulings, it's now been appealed, and I think it'll eventually go to the Supreme Court. And it is my prayer that censorship will be banned, as it ought to be, based on our Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. But it's been utilized against Americans at the height of COVID, the COVID pandemic. You couldn't say anything. You couldn't question the injections. You couldn't question the lockdowns. You couldn't question the mask mandates. You couldn't question Dr. Anthony Fauci because he was Mr. Science. If you questioned any of that, you were locked out of all social media. And to a great degree, that's happening today. And so I am thinking that as we see the onion being unpeeled, I'm thinking that we're seeing the glimmer of hope and therefore a little light is on the horizon with truth potentially prevailing. I'm looking at a headline. Florida Republicans declare COVID vaccine a bioweapon, seeks to ban it. Dateline July the 17th. Recently, the Brevard County, Florida Republican Executive Committee voted to declare the COVID vaccine, all of them, this writer says, biological weapons, and urged them that they be banned from the entire state. The resolution declares COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons, and that enormous numbers of that's exactly correct. We have had several hundred thousand that have been permanently disabled, permanent sterilization, and millions, ladies and gentlemen, that today will for the rest of their lives have to depend on Big Pharma for medical assistance for them to survive the rest of their lives as a result of the COVID-19 vaccination. In fact, the vaccination, in the end result, in my most humble opinion, the statistical data will show that the vax itself had more deadly consequences than the pathogen did in the human body. I am concerned with where we've been, but I have hope, ladies and gentlemen, because I see on the horizon information coming out that many thought never would take place. But I'm looking at it on the basis, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been suppressed. We've been maltreated by the government for the past 3 years. The Biden administration has pulled out all stops to force American citizens to submit to a dictator form of government. I don't know what you think about that, but as Jose talked a moment ago, our last caller talked about what is happening with the dictator approach. There's the mindset somehow, some way, with this present administration that it's the scorched earth mentality. If they can't be in control, they're going to destroy it. If they cannot control it, they will destroy it. There's a demonic aura about that, but that's what we've watched for the past 3 years. Past 3 years, we've watched America being subjected to Dr. Fauci's lies, causing millions of people to die as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, churches for four, let me just give us a little historic overview for those that may not recall what we've gone through in 3 years. I believe we need to understand where we've been, to understand where we are, to recognize where we're going, and to understand what we need to do for the future. I believe God would have us be as wise as serpents and yet as harmless as doves. I believe God would have us to be knowledgeable of what's taking place so that we can be salt and light in the world in which God has placed us in. God's charged the Christian with the responsibility of being salt and light. Salt is no value unless it's out of the shaker. Light is no good if it's hidden under a bed or in a closet. So we need to be in the world. We need to understand what's happening in the world. Churches, ladies and gentlemen, were forced to close in America on the guise and the pretense that it would stop the pathogen, COVID-19, from spreading. In fact, cases were made against churches that decided rather meeting inside will still have services outside. Some of the cities and states were fining the church members $250 each time they'd go to the church. They were fined if they would pray aloud or sing, because supposedly only in churches where you pray and sing could the pathogen spread. At the same time, Walmart was open. At the same time, liquor stores were open. At the same time, gambling houses were open. At the same time, houses of prostitution were still open. At the same time, the BLM could riot in the streets and burn police buildings. And riot in the street was no problem without a mask, because it was allowed under the repressive form of government that we went through for 3 years. Lockdown business is costing millions and millions of jobs and unprecedented bankruptcies as a result of it. Our national education plummeted because the schools being closed. Those are just some of the things that's taken place in the past 3 years. We're seeing that onion unpeel. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 1 minute top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We're going to continue to discuss. Hope is on the horizon. Truth shall prevail.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Whistleblowers claiming the Justice Department improperly interfered with the investigation into Hunter Biden will be testifying before Congress today as House Republicans accelerate their probes into the president and his family. Russian military launching an intense series of nighttime air attacks using both drones and missiles against targets all across Ukraine. Authorities say the southern port city of Odessa was hit especially hard. No casualties have been reported as yet. The DEA's second in command has quietly stepped down following reports. He previously consulted for a pharmaceutical distributor sanctioned for a deluge of suspicious painkiller shipments and did similar work for another drug maker. This is SRN News.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about hope is on the horizon. Truth prevails. Now, we can't place our hope and trust in government. In fact, the scripture says in Psalms 146:3, put not your trust in princes nor in sons of man in whom there's no help. Our help and hope comes from God and not from government. We go back to looking in retrospect as to what's happened in the past 3 years and realize how far we've come. It's by the grace of God that's brought us this far. Can you recall the number of places that were shut down, the number of moms and pop shops that never survived the lockdown? It's never happened in the history of America. It's unconstitutional. And yet, across America, we were forced to I did not, but multitudes are forced to wear a mask. 146 studies on masks, none, zip, zero, nada, none have shown any efficacy in wearing a mask. Mask does not prevent the transmission or the prevention of any pathogen. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, it was forced upon American citizens. If you didn't wear a mask, you couldn't go in to shops and stores. If you didn't wear a mask, you couldn't go into doctor's offices to maintain medical health during a 3-year period of time. But ladies and gentlemen, Americans were forced to leave their jobs if they refuse to wear a mask or if they refuse to take the COVID vaccination, the death jab, as I call it. Doctors who stood for truth and exposed the lies were forced out of their medical practices. Dr. Simone Gold is one of the major ones that comes to mind. Dr. Peter McCullough comes to mind. Major scientific backgrounds and knowledge. Because they told the truth, they lost their license, put out of medical practice as a result of it. And that's just a few. Dozens and dozens fell into that category. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I think that was Jose on the line.
Yes.
The first caller, I agree with him totally, 110%. Because I see people right now walking with masks by themselves, walking down the street. It's a scare tactic. They're trying to control us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just ridiculous. It's not a puppet joke. Let me rephrase that again. It's just handlers that want the population to go down, like Bill Gates, George Soros. You know, the list can go on and on. As a matter of fact, Obama helped China get it because he borrowed so much money to bail our automobile industry out. Excuse me, I got a little cold. Automobile out. And he owes them, you know.
When it comes down to that, Kenneth, America has been bought, sold, and controlled by China for years and years and years. Every dollar that Biden is wanting to use to cancel debt for student loans is money that's borrowed from China. China controls us today. China controls Joe Biden and the Oval Office. China has bought the entire Biden cabal family that's in total control. But what we see taking place is the refusal as a result of that, the refusal, the failure, and the inability for Biden to stand up for America. That's the reason he has failed to preserve our southern border. He has failed as a president. He should be, at this moment, he needs to be impeached. He needs to be tried and convicted and put in prison. For treason, because he is guilty of that. And yet we have those today that still will believe and follow and bow and submit to any dictatorial mindset that he comes up with. This is the reason I think we need to go back in retrospect and see where we've come from, what has taken place in the past 3 years with the lie about COVID. COVID, we already know. We've discovered. The onion has been unpeeled. We know that Dr. Anthony Fauci was the promulgator. We know that our tax money, tax dollars in America paid for the Wuhan, China bioweapons lab to do the research, gain a function that produced, and I believe it was produced in Wuhan, China lab. I believe it was purposefully released from the Wuhan, China lab. I believe it was done because it's a bioweapon. It was done to see exactly how many people it would kill. It was designed to be an aerosol pathogen to spread easily, and they were successful in doing so. And it's used at the hands of Bill Gates, as you said, and others simply for mass genocide to reduce the population. And this is the reason they can, as Walensky, the former head of the CDC, in her leaving that position, said that we're going to have a major, major pandemic in the fall. And now with Dr. Tedros from the World Health Organization saying we're going to have a major pandemic in the fall. And his statement is, Kenneth, that it would be more deadly and far worse than COVID-19. Now, I don't know about you, but I am made to believe that they already have it in the works. They already have the plans. And Dr. Tedros from the World Health Organization says it will be a new strain of COVID-19. How do they know that? It's because it is being fabricated and planned for further domination and control, not just in America, but on a global basis. So, Kenneth, the point that I make is that we need to see what's happened. We need to understand what has taken place so that we'll know how to deal with it. Because if I can use poor grammar to make a point, it ain't over yet. It's still on the fast track planning for what will happen in the next 90 to 120 days in America and around the globe. They're planning further shutdowns. They're planning further submission of the people. They're planning further control of our lives. That's the goal. That's the modus operandi. That's the plan. And so as Christians, we need to look up and recognize that God's still on the throne, but we need to be aware of what's happening and make the plans and the preparation and our prayers that God will give us the provision and protection in the fall and further down the road when these things happen. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your involvement.
Comment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Why does, excuse me for calling him an idiot, trying to put us back in the World Health Organization? Because they have control over us.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it was Joe Biden on May the 27th in Switzerland where he signed the agreement allowing World Health Organization to be in control to, if there's another pandemic, if there's another health emergency, that the World Health Organization will be the ones that will dictate what we do as a nation. In other words, Joe Biden is responsible for putting America subservient to the World Health Organization, the United Nations, which is bought, paid for, owned, and controlled by the Communist Chinese Party. So that'll give you a little idea of the control factor and that Biden is still just a little puppet, but he doesn't realize that at this point. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. We're talking about hope is on the horizon. Truth shall prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, when we see what's taken place in the past, it should give us hope for the understanding that we have a little idea of what we need to do in the future. I'm looking at a headline. Florida County declares COVID-19 mRNA COVID vaccine a bioweapon. Now, this is out of Brevard County, but there's two or three counties, and now the governor is making this law for the state of Florida. The Brevard County Republican Executive Committee has passed a resolution and a landslide vote to ban the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, deeming it a virus, deeming it and the virus a biological and technological weapon. Further, the article states, list of shocking revelations against COVID and COVID-19 vaccines, urging that they were biological and technological weapons, and that there is a strong and credible evidence that they do alter the human DNA. Now, that's a great subject. We'll not delve into it, but the bioweapon called the COVID-19 vaccination enters the body and literally changes the human DNA. This article goes further to state, the campaign have been manipulated, the vaccine campaign have been manipulated and misrepresented by government agencies, fake news media, tech corporations, its citizens. It criticizes and mandates and restrictions placed by the Biden administration and argues against the safety and efficacy of the vaccination, alluding to a violation of the Nuremberg Code. The letter includes claims about the Pfizer vaccine clinical data suggesting it has caused thousands upon thousands upon thousands of adverse incidents and deaths for Americans, end quote. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Comments. One is optimistic and the others are pessimistic. Optimistic. It is good that the truth is coming out about COVID and the vaccine. But then nothing will happen. Those who orchestrated the fraud, the lies about COVID and the vaccine, will not be punished. Then more negative, pessimistic. We had the truth about the election steal in 2020. It's come out already. It's been out. But nobody has gone to jail. Then we have all of these congressional hearings in the House and the Senate, and the Republicans very well expose the lies and hypocrisy and evils of the Democrat Party. But nothing happens. So they are exposed, and the Republicans, oh, yes, you have been exposed, and then period. Nobody is punished. So to me, unless the guilty ones are punished severely, they will continue to do it again and again and again, like the election fraud. They will cheat in the 2024 elections, as they did in for many years, not just 2020, but forever they have been cheating. So what is the use in all of these hearings and revelations and good news coming out when nothing results?
Derby, I'm in full agreement with you. You are spot on with what you've said. I've been frustrated with that for years. In fact, I have verbalized the fact that we have the Republicans now doing all of the investigatory work. They're uncovering the dirt, the garbage, and the deceit, the lying, and the unlawful acts that have taken place. And when Republicans in a position that they can have an appointed DOJ to replace Merrick Garland, when they are willing to take the stand to fire Christopher Wray and replace about 80% of those on the 7th floor in the J. Edgar Hoover building, known as the FBI headquarters. 7th floor's headquarters is the brass, the seating for the brass, if you will, for the FBI. All of that needs to be changed. And all of what's going to be changed, Derby, in my opinion, is contrary to what others may say. I'm a Trumpite, if you want to call it that. I believe the only way it's possible for there to be any glimmer of change in D.C. is President Donald J. Trump to go in office and to clean the sewer. Not just drain the swamp, but clean the sewer. When he went into office in January 21st of 2017, there was 4,100 in the State Department, 99.7% Clintonites, Democrats, giving to the Democratic Party. And yet we wonder why he had an uphill battle for the 4 years. And they're still battling Trump because Trump is the most feared candidate that's running for the presidency of the United States of America. And what will take place, to further your statement, what will take place, we'll uncover all of these things. All of the facts will be revealed. But then when it comes time that, that the Republicans are in a position that they have prosecutorial, investigatorial subpoena power where they can prosecute, they say, oh, no, we can't do that. That'll look like political prosecutions. That's the mindset. That's the cowardice of the Republican Party, generally speaking. So I don't have an answer, but I believe that there's a need for God to intervene as he did in 2016 and put Donald J. Trump back in office. I believe he's the only one with the spine wide enough and tenacity deep enough to do anything about making a change. What are your thoughts to that?
Well, I agree that Trump is the only one at this moment who can and will do anything. But the question is, will he be elected? Mm-hmm. I would say possibly not, because the Democrats will cheat as they did in 2020. And they might allow a few seats here and there to be, you know, turned Republican. But they will keep the power, and they will continue to abuse the American people with the FBI and the Justice Department and the CIA. All these three-letter agencies are anti-American, abusive, dictatorial. And honestly, Trump had a chance to get rid of Bill Barr the moment that he did something wrong, but he kept him. He had a chance to remove Wray after Comey, and he kept it. So Trump, although he's great, he's made many mistakes in appointments and advisors that have hurt him and hurt us.
Derby, a little parenthetical inset there. Yes, he had the opportunity to replace Bill Barr. He had the opportunity to replace Christopher Wray. But the major problem that he had was making new appointments and getting them through the Senate in confirmation. He realized that he could not get them confirmed. Therefore, he just moved those around that were already in different offices to do so. That was his modus operandi, and I believe that he had no other choice but those at the time. But when it comes to what we see now, do you believe that there will be a push in the fall for a new pathogen, a new strain of COVID, where there'll be another attempt to lock down?
Oh, they will invent anything and everything to get us back to the COVID, masks and mandates and injections. They will do anything they want. They will create lies to abuse the American people. Like anybody that is pro-Trump is now being indicted for this or that. That is really a lie, but they'll do it. And they will suffer because the nobody holds the Justice Department or the FBI accountable for anything. And then we have, you know, hundreds of judges throughout the country, and one of them makes a good ruling once in a while. Why didn't that judge make the same ruling years ago? Because they're afraid, they are really rhinos, they are gutless, and I just hate the whole justice system right now. We don't have one.
That's
and
right.
We are living under what is called, in plain English, a communist dictatorship.
Yes, we've already passed the line. Derby, you're right on, spot on. All we can do is keep looking up, keep praying that God will intervene and give us relief and justice. Thank you so much, Derby, for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you today. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Wow. I am in total agreement with our last caller. You know, the concerns that he's sharing, he's having. Yes, I firmly believe that based on God's timing, with the things which are going on, believers need to be looking up the call, the upper call could come any time. But based on his timing, since a year is like a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day, we don't know what his timing is. If he's going to give America some more chance, it has got to be coming straight from the hand of God. This is thinking of the corruption in elections and the once again, from the corruption in election and the whole idea. Merle, I'll call you back.
Well, Lily, you're exactly right. One of the things I'm looking at, Lily, I'm looking at a headline that says Senator Ron Paul pushes perjury probe for Dr. Anthony Fauci. U.S. Senator Rand Paul, longtime critic of Anthony Fauci, the ex-chief of the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases, and Joe Biden's top COVID advisor, is asking that Fauci be investigated for perjury. And this is a very long article, but the bottom line is there's an attempt now, and I'm praying that'll be successful, to bring Anthony Fauci to justice. Anthony Fauci retired from his position just about 3 months ago, but yet we've just discovered that the U.S. Marshal's Office is providing for him 24/7 security service and doing the transportation by service. Wherever Anthony Fauci wants to go, he's protected 24/7. And I'm sure that's on the basis that he understands what he's done and is fearful for his life. But Lily, you're exactly right. All we can do is keep looking up, realizing that our only hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in man, not in government, but in God. Lily, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
1 minute. I didn't
okay,
give you
right.
the main point. The
go
main
right ahead.
Concern. It's just, as I just said, why the conservatives behave the way they do, the spinelessness. As you say, unraveling, digging up the truth, and we need to act on it. You become accomplice in evil when you refuse to punish the evil. So if the shoe was on the other foot, the Democrats wouldn't have any problem if Donald Trump had anything near the crimes that isn't on Biden's shoulder now. If he had anything near that, he would spend the rest of his life in jail. They wouldn't have any problem doing that. So why the conservatives, when they have the chance to punish evil, they unravel the truth, and yet you do nothing about it? It's very bad. They need to be acting on what if you're going to stop the evil and protect. So we're really trusting God if God is going to give America some more chance to do something about putting godly people in charge, in leadership, and getting rid of these corrupt people we have in leadership that is sending the country down the drain the way it's going.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You're exactly right, Lily. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline. RFK Jr. claims that COVID-19 was an ethnically targeted bioweapon. He's been made fun of. He's laughed at. He's one of the Democratic candidates for presidency. And Robert Kennedy Jr. Is an attorney. very brilliant man, has done much, much, much research into COVID-19 and in all of the vaccinations that's been in the marketplace for years. And he has determined, and I think he's rightly determined that, when he says that it is a bioweapon, and they're making fun of him. But ladies and gentlemen, COVID-19 has been covered up, the real facts. And as Lily just said, we've got spineless people that's in charge, that's doing the investigation, finding things and not doing anything about it. And the major, major problem is that so many of them are what we'd call rhinos, Republicans in name only. But one of the things that we need to do, going back to what Derby said and what Lily had said just a moment ago, we need to go back to the election process where it's a handwritten ballot, hand-counted ballot. Get rid of the machines, get rid of the technology that allows the backdoor insertion of votes that never were votes so that we can stop the election, elections being stolen. Until that's done, we're going to still have problems with theft in the elections. Looking at the headline, FDA caught covering up COVID shot deaths amid soaring heart attacks. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has been caught covering up the numbers of people that have died from the COVID vaccine as the number of Americans suffering from heart attacks soar to unprecedented levels. The FDA's come under fire for a stonewalling medical information request from investigators seeking to ascertain whether the agency is obfuscating any connection between the mRNA COVID vaccines and premature deaths in younger Americans. The thing that is, again, being silenced by the media, silenced by big tech, silenced by the FDA and the CDC under the guise of it being misinformation and disinformation. But thousands of otherwise healthy young people in America, late teens to the early 50s, are dropping dead like flies across America with heart attacks. It's as a result of the COVID-19 vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen, and it's just now being discovered. And so it's the reason I'm talking about the fact that there is hope, because as we unpeel the COVID onion, we're finding out that there is the potential for truth to prevail. Looking at a headline, health emergency erupts, then possible COVID side effects run wild. A health emergency has been declared by officials in Peru over a sudden surge of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is the potential side effect of COVID-19 shots so often around the world. And it goes on to talk about the very dangerous neurological effect that is taking place. Some are referring to it as long COVID, but the long COVID factor is that there are neurological problems, there are sterilization problems, and there is the potential of heart attacks by the millions around the world. And again, it goes back to it being used as a bioweapon, as RFK Jr. Has said that it is. I believe that he is exactly right. I'm looking at a news article that says the official COVID deaths number is probably an exaggeration because it includes some people who had viruses when they died, even though it was not the underlying cause of the death. Other CDC data suggest that almost one-third of the official recent COVID deaths have fallen into this category. A study published in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases came to a similar conclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're finding is the unpeeling of the COVID onion is that CDC lied to America in relationship to the number of deaths right here in the state of Florida, down in Brevard County. Just a few, about 16, 18 months ago, a young man on a motorcycle had a wreck, died in the hospital. They tested him in the hospital and said he had COVID. So rather than it being a death from the motorcycle accident, it was rated as a death from COVID. And it was used to build up the numbers, to frighten the people, to force others to bow to the and be in submission to the government orders of taking the COVID jab. Ladies and gentlemen, our hope is only in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God and not in government. So let me encourage you, keep on looking up. Join us next time on Let's Face the Issues, as once again, we face the issues of the day. Thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're in